than they could for Matthews. That at least that's what the one piece I saw was kind of trying to suggest. Now, that's
would
true.
Would you trade him though?
No, but that's the thing, is like, I don't think if I'm new, you know, here I am wearing Matt Sundin's pants, I'm not trading Matthew Nyes. I'm trading Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
For the reasons that we already went over.
Yeah.
But I think if you're just looking at strictly at like how good could you do in a return for a player, I think you'd get a pretty healthy return for a player like Matthew Nyes, but then your team wouldn't have Matthew Nyes.
Right. So. And I think that, you know what, if I'm Toronto, let's start thinking about
the McKenna era.
The McKenna era. Let's start thinking about rebuilding around youngsters. Let's tear it down. You know, if I'm a Leafs fan, I don't want to see guys like Max Domi.
No.
In the lineup
anymore.
You know,
Nyes is 23, 24 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of the, like, that's where you want to be.
Yep. Absolutely.
If you're the Leafs, anyway.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we talked a lot. You wore those pants for a long time.
Yeah, they were comfy.
Yeah, you should probably wash them before you give them back to Matt's. And then.
Can we just, I think we're wrapping up here, but can
we are wrapping up. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we give a quick shout out to
the absolutely.
Canadian Junior A Championships?
Yeah.
You got the Manitoba Hockey League's Niverville Nighthawks.
Yes.
They're playing in the final today, Sunday. I believe the final starts in less than an hour.
Yeah.
It could be.
I wanted to do this too.
Okay.
This is awesome.
So the Niverville Nighthawks are playing in the final. They're playing against the host team, the Summerside Western Capitals of the Maritime Junior League. My hometown Truro Bearcats, they made the tourney. They won the Maritime League this year. And they got to go to the national tourney. They got a couple wins, but they suffered a loss the other day to Summerside. Summerside punched their ticket to the final against Niverville. Niverville, one of the best junior teams in the entire country this year. They only lost like seven times. Guess who plays on the Niverville Nighthawks?
I'm not sure. I've
skated with them.
Oh, yeah?
On Friday night at the Sam Southern Arena once or twice. Son of Friday night legend Ryan Rolston. His son, Parker Rolston.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pledge-O-Rama is in the books, and your support made it all possible. Every call, every donation, every bit of support added up. And that's what keeps UMFM going strong. What you gave goes right back into the station, into sound, the equipment, and the programming you come here for. Once again, you came through for UMFM. We can't say it enough, but thank you, friends. Your love and support means so much.
Tier 3 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. 4 days of music and community, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, featuring incredible artists from around the world, unforgettable performances, and the magic of live music in the great outdoors. Adult 4-day passes are available now with options for youth and seniors, and kids under 12 are free all weekend long. Tickets are moving fast and there are no gate sales. Get yours today at winnipegfolkfestival.ca.
But sometimes I can feel your heart.
Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5. And so I'm
asking you to tell. UMFM 101.5 Radio. This is our first radio show, SNL.
Can you play the Men I Trust?
Pardon me, guys. UMFM Radio 101.5. Technical difficulties, I guess. This is our first time live on radio.
Sorry, we're trying to play a song in the background. It's really not working.
What could be the issue?
Did you turn on the line in? There we go.
There we are. Okay. All right.
Okay, for real this time. Welcome to SNL Radio, episode like three.
Episode three. This is our first documented one for sure.
Yes.
I am Shale.
And I am Leah.
And we are together on this this journey today. We will be doing a 6-minute mix session.
All of our favorite songs that are like over, or some really great songs that are over 6 minutes long.
Of course. It'll be a long one today for all of us.
Yes.
Our first one for today is one of my dad's favorites, actually. It's he plays it all the time. It's No Quarter by Led Zeppelin. Let's get going.
by side with them. Devil mops their every step. Snow drives by the foot that's slow. The dogs of doom are howling more. Oh, they carry news that must get through.
Everybody, UMFM Radio 101.5. That was No Quarter by Led Zeppelin. Once again, my dad's favorite. A rainy day classic, I'd say. I've been trying to get Leah on Led Zeppelin. She never could get around to it.
Yeah, lots of people have tried to get me on Led Zeppelin. And it's not that I don't like Led Zeppelin. It's just, I don't know. She's never got there.
She's super into that type of music. So I would hope. The whole Beatles era. Which you will get a show with.
There will be a show. It'll be just me telling you how much I love Paul McCartney music, all the eras. But we have a show in the works about the breakup diss tracks.
It'll happen. John Lennon, Where Do You Sleep?
That'll be on there for sure.
All right, this next song, I don't have much to say about it, other than it's the best Rush song, in my opinion. Perhaps not the best, maybe. My favorite, I'd say. This next song is After Image by Rush.
So All right, everybody. After Image by Rush. Fantastic little tune. I'm a huge fan. This next one I have is a personal favorite. One of my favorite songs ever from my most favorite band. And I wish to go see them. We have...
I wish to go see them as well.
Yes.
One of our friends was supposed to.
That was my story.
In a little club. Maybe not a little club. I don't know. In a club in Toronto. But it was a 19-plus club, and at the time, she was not 19, so it was really tragic. But this weekend, Shale, tell us about the little music video we watched.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic music video slash short film.
There's a fan-made music video on YouTube, and you should go watch it. It's a robot, and he's walking through town to the song.
And going and dancing around. Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah, he's involved in some incidents, but he's great. Fan-made, and it was lovely, and it changed my life. I watched it before work, and it was a different shift. It changed my whole day.
It will change your whole day. It'll make you very happy.
So this next song, obviously, Home by LCD Sound System.
Yeah. nothing will last. You might forget the sound of our voice. Still, you should not forget, yet don't forget the things that we laughed about.
Hello, everybody, UMFM Radio. This is SNL. Shale here with Leah, putting on her headphones.
Hello. I'm here, too.
That was Home by LCD and Sound System. Great track, like I said.
I really love that track. This is, like, that's been putting me on LCD Sound System recently, because I said I've been slacking, because I know it's such a great band, and everyone tells me it's such a great band, but I'm just behind.
We have to get on the hype.
Yes.
We have to do it. I've been off the Geese train recently. I was big onto the Geese train, and now I've fallen off, unfortunately. We'll play a couple ads, a little recess, if you would. And we'll be back with a fan favorite as of now for their microtonal vibe.
They will be at Folkfest this summer.
Yes, and we will catch them. This is our favorite duo from Quebec.
Somewhere in Quebec, probably Montreal. I believe Montreal.
Je ne sais pas.
Sais pas.
Okay, recess, and then Angine de Poitrine coming at you, UMFM Radio 101.5.
Come on, come on! What are you waiting for? Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it, just give me Indie Rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. UMFM Radio 101.5. This is Shailen Leah.
That was Engin de Poitin. Thanks to my coworker for actually suggesting that song to me. It was great. I think that might have been the first time I actually listened to it, but to be honest. Sorry to expose myself online. But they will be at Folk Fest this summer, and if I can catch them, I definitely will, because that was a lot of fun.
We should all check it out. I was recommended to it by my friend Aiden, my best friend. We were in the gym together, and he put it on, and it oddly worked, you know, for an incline dumbbell chest press, if you would. Not like I'm... whatever. Our next song, also an artist at Folk Fest, although they will not be playing this song.
They won't? You don't think they will?
No way.
Oh.
The lead singer of this song quit.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately.
I forgot.
Big Wood. First name Isaac, last name Wood. Of Black Country New Road. I think they'll just stick with their The Big Spin, I think it's called.
Yeah, like with the newest one that came out.
The Sun thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I do love it.
That album is really good.
It is good.
Yeah. But this not one as good is, as this one.
No, unfortunately not. This one is a deep cut and 7 minutes long.
I think it's my favorite song of theirs, I would say, at least off the album.
Two-way tie. Good Will Hunting.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's a good song.
Billie Eilish style, What I Do Not Have. This is The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road.
A few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head. I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning. Show me the place where he inserted the blade. I'll praise the Lord, burn my house. I'll get lost, I'll freak out. You come home and hold me tight. As if it never happened at all. Good
so clean, your soup maker, and breathe in your chicken, broccoli, and everything. The tug that's between us, that long string, Concord bound to and my evening, the good hunter's guide to a bad night. Darling, I'll spoil it myself. Thanks, you're leaving. Well, I tried just to stroke your dreams better, but darling, I see that you're not really sleeping. And I know you're tired. Well, I'm tired too. Oh, but every time I try to make lunch for anyone else,
and that was The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road. Yeah, that was The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road, a favorite of both of ours, which we said before. We have a special guest in the studio today.
Not Shale. Someone who you would expect to be here.
Shale, who is this guy?
You'll see him if you follow the Instagram. This is Commander Bly I have next to me.
Yes.
Of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Of the 327th Battalion, a minifigure that is hated amongst the community. I'm a fan. I like him. He's cute. And he dies eventually.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know if you know how he dies. I don't know if I know how he dies.
Is it just in the show or is it in the Star Wars
movie? He doesn't have an on-screen death, I don't think.
Oh.
Not that I've seen.
Okay. I don't know much about Star Wars.
He kills his commander. I know that for sure. Yeah.
Treason.
Pretty aggressively treason. Yes, exactly. All right. It is now Leah's half
it's
of
my
the
half
show.
Of the show.
I've retired.
Yes, I'm on the board. I get to control. Sorry, I keep getting spam phone calls right now.
Weird.
Anyways, okay. So my first song is one I've been listening to a lot recently. I don't remember how I came across this song, probably while I was listening to the album, Random Excess Memories, great album. Yeah, but this is one that I think everybody knows and loves, honestly. Everybody knows and loves. I was recommending this to the same coworker who was recommending me, Angèle de Poitrine, last week. I hope he listened to it, but I don't know if he did.
You didn't listen to that song?
I did not listen to that song.
Street Goes Both Ways.
Yeah. Anyways, this is Touch by Daft Punk and Paul Williams.
Pictures came with touch, a painter in my mind. Tell me what you see. A tourist in a dream, a visitor, it seems. A half-forgotten song, where do I belong? Tell me what you see. I need something more. Kiss, suddenly alive. Happiness arrive. Hunger like a storm. How do I begin? A room within a room. A door behind a door. Touch, where do you lead? I need something more. Tell me what you see. I need something more. Thank you.
touch, sweet touch. You've given me too much to feel, sweet touch. You've almost convinced me I'm real. I need something more, I need something more.
Right, that was Touch by Daft Punk. I have so much I could say about that song. Like, I listened to it many times in one day, like last week, at least maybe six times in one day. And it's an 8-minute song. That song runs
8 minutes, 12 seconds.
8 minutes.
Or 19.
8 minutes, 19 seconds. I listened to that many times. It's just such a trip, and it just, like, you go through every single feeling that you could possibly
Fantastic.
Feel.
It was kind of freaky at the start, but then it scratches your brain.
You're quoting a friend of mine on air right now. I hope she heard that. Speaking of friends, ours are at the gym right now.
Yes.
So shout out our friends who are listening to us.
Shout out Lauren in particular.
Shale's girlfriend.
Additionally, we have Lexi, Sam, and Katia. Ooh. I think they're all there.
If not, they get shout-outs anyways.
What are they doing? Chess and try?
No idea. I was not paying attention to the text messages because I wasn't going to be there.
Well, they are there now, and I'm sure they're having a hoot.
And I hope they enjoyed this shout-out.
It means a lot to be your name to be on air at SNL Radio.
Not to be confused with Saturday Night Live.
AM for Sam.
Yes. Anyways, my next song is an absolute classic, and it came back into my head while we were talking with Kyler of the Weekly Wilers last week. They recently did a show on Prince, and this is a Prince number one classic. You probably know what it is. It was when it played in Stranger Things, I shot out of my chair.
We were all
I was
of
on
us
the edge
jumbled.
Of my seat. I was so happy.
If you think about it, that last track or the last episode had a lot of very
All
nice
the music
songs.
Was really good.
Landslide, I remember. Smash Moments.
They went When Doves Cry into Purple Rain. That was absolutely insane.
They had yeah, right. And then
they played Sweet
Jane,
more. But it wasn't the Velvet Underground.
Oh. Shoot.
Yeah. Anyways, this one, I already said the name. This is Purple Rain by Prince. Running almost 9 minutes long.
Purple rain. a new, that means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you. We'll be right back.
All right. And that was Purple Rain by Prince. I remember, so I found out recently, I knew this, but I found out that I've had my Spotify account for 10 years.
Wow.
And I have the vivid memory of July 2016 sitting in my living room and listening to this on my iPad with my little earbuds in, just loving every minute of Purple Rain. And I would like listen to that. That was one of the ones I had on repeat, I think, at the time.
Great.
Actually, that would have been the summer. Oh, that was when he died. That's what I would have. That's when I got put on at 10 years old by my mom.
Was it liver? No, liver was David Bowie, right?
I don't know how
he had onset liver. Oh, I can't remember.
I don't remember, but sure. I do remember being in the car actually with my mom on my way somewhere while we were like listening to the radio listening to the radio saying that Prince died, which was crazy. And I didn't even know who he was at the time. And now I've learned, such an influential, amazing artist.
He's so popular that he was on Stranger Things.
Stranger Things and New Girl.
I'm joking. Yes, New Girl.
Yeah, it was great. I really love that song. Up next, another classic. We've got a song by The Doors. I'm sure you could all guess which one it is.
They're all very long.
Shale, best Jim Morrison impression right now.
Geez, come on, baby, light my fire. That was a little bit too. That was a little too silly.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was good.
Fire,
set the night on fire.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyways, if that didn't spoil it for you, maybe we're going to be embarrassed about that one later.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
The recording is going to go crazy.
Oh, right. These are recorded.
We'll play it back later.
Oh, it's coming on now. Here's Light My Fire.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you. is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Light My Fire by The Doors, obviously. What a great song. What a great song.
Fantastic. Robbie Krieger, 80 years old, is still kicking it and still playing songs.
Good to know.
Ray Manzarek, rest in peace. Obviously, Jim, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Can't remember the other dude's name.
I wear a Jim Morrison pin on my vests most of the time.
Yes, everyone knows this. Especially that one lady at the arcade place you went to the other day.
Oh, yes. I did get compliments on that. Mm-hmm.
Nice people in Winnipeg.
I love wearing pins. None today, unfortunately. On my jacket, yes, but not on my shirt, unfortunately. The next song up is an absolute classic again.
Of course.
This was my song of COVID, actually, during the pandemic.
Was it really your song?
This was my song. I was listening
to this song
on Apple. I was on Apple Music at the time. I was a Spotify trader. I was on Apple Music at the time, and I was listening to this song all the time. My dad put me on because, you know, dads love Billy Joel.
Of course.
That's how that works.
My dad as well.
So anyways, this is the absolute classic off of The Stranger, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, shout out all dads of the world. Shout out Marco. Shout out Cameron. This is my dad's first album. He didn't like it at the time, but, you know, he's grew into a dad, obviously.
I bought this album maybe like 2 years ago on vinyl, and I found it used for like $5, and I was just absolutely...
I don't have this one.
Just so joyful.
And I ought to.
Anyways, let's get into it because we're running out of time. This is Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel.
101.5.
In our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italia. We'll be right back.
long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever look so nice after so much time. You remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans. Oh, you drop a dime in the box, play a song about New Orleans. Cold beer, hot lights, my sweet romantic teenage nights.
All right, and that was Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel. I hope you enjoyed that one, because I sure did. I was singing along and drumming the whole time. Yeah, drumming, playing the fake piano the whole time.
We have a question for you all.
Oh, no. We were discussing show ideas, possible future show ideas.
This one came up in debate. This one is, we have the idea of it being, pardon me, songs that the title is of a book, and we're thinking of ideas of the sorts, and it came up that we thought The Stranger, i.e. The Stranger by Albert Camus.
Albert Camus, like,
oh my
god.
So we're thinking of, she said Camus, and I don't... C-A-M-U-S.
He's French.
He can be French all he wants. He says Camus. I mean, Camus. Jesus.
Oh my god. Anyways, I know I'm correct.
I don't...
We're gonna check that.
All right.
At some point.
Let's do a spelling test then, or we'll see what's up.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay, our final song. It's currently 7:54. Which means our show has come to an end. We had a great time today. This is probably one of my favorite shows we've had. We've had a lot of fun.
Yes, this was fun.
A
lot of dancing between Touch and Home and not crying, but close to crying in Black Country New Road era. But we're good.
But we're all good.
We're great.
Yeah, we've had a good show. The songs you've been hearing in between have been Mac DeMarco, Little Bits from One Wayne G. We found that it's like the perfect way to like have some background music while we talk. So we've been playing that in the background, if you were wondering. But this next song is by Queen. I would say it's a top one for me.
I don't think I've heard it.
Really? It's off of the album News of the World, which I actually don't really like the album News of the World as a whole album. But I really like all of the songs off it. I really like. I just don't like it as an album. But I do have a it's not even a poster. I just have the record sleeve.
Right.
On my wall. Because it's so cool. It's got, like, the robot holding them. And like
all of them, yes.
I think it's really cool.
Just a reminder, the theme for today was 6-minute plus songs or longer songs. That's why it's kind of all over the place.
Yep.
We're sticking to a theme now. I guess Leah definitely had a better half than I did, I guess.
I'll give it to her. I think that.
She has more of a old taste.
Yeah.
That my parents seem to love.
I keep getting shout outs from Shale's parents. I'm really honored.
Happy Hi. Texts. All right.
Okay. We'll get on to this next song so we're not running too late.
And this is hence goodbye.
Hence the theme. Oh, this is going to be the
too
song.
Too late?
We don't want to run too late. This is the song It's Late by Queen.
She's hilarious. I'm laughing.
So
can you tell? I'm laughing.
Wow. Anyways, thanks for listening to us yap for the last hour and a half. Hope you enjoyed all the picks we had. Shale, any last words before we get into the song?
Love you all. Thank you for listening.
And we will be back next week. SNL Radio, 6:30 to 8:30, Monday nights on UMFM 101.5.
There we go. Boom.
This is It's Late by Queen. Enjoy.
If I could let you stay. let you down, yeah.